This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Programs guaranteeing at least 2 years of free college tuition have spread across the country in the last 4 years. They're known as Promise Programs, and most are for students coming straight out of high school. But that's a group critics say may not need the most support on college campuses. Kyla Calvert-Mason reports Milwaukee Area Technical College launched its own Promise Program in 2015, but is now looking to reach a new kind of student.
Antoinette Howe's life would look familiar to lots of community college students.
I am working, but I'm also with my daughter, so it's not a lot, but it's a lot.
She's been going to school part-time on and off for about 6 years, working toward an associate's degree in business, and she's seen that classes, like life, can unexpectedly shift from manageable to unmanageable.
I had my semester where I failed and I had to wait a while and then come back. And then, you know, I was doing good, and then, you know, life happened, and I failed another semester.
Howell was never eligible for the Milwaukee Area Technical College Promise, which offers 2 free years of tuition. Like most Promise programs, it's limited to students coming straight out of high school who enroll in college full-time. But now she's taking advantage of a new effort called Commit to Complete. It's similar to the MATC Promise, but it's for students who have already given college a try. They're piloting the program this semester with a $500,000 private donation. And for now, it's focused on students living or working in the city's 53206 zip code.
And that's one of the most economically depressed zip codes in the area. And we really want to provide an opportunity for those students. So we said, why don't we start there?
That's Johnny Craig, the school's vice president of student services and enrollment. He says the program can fill a need for the state's economy and local families.
We're really trying to meet that gap of qualified and skilled workers to make sure they have a credential that they can receive a quality job and a quality opportunity for their family.
Craig says the college's original Promise program has doubled the number of direct from high school students on campus. And compared to students who aren't in the program, Promise students are more likely to stick around for a second year of college. He says free tuition may be what lures students to campus, but what keeps them there is support from what he calls a care team.
Whether there's childcare needs, okay, where are you in your current career? How many hours can you really handle? What's your overall goal academically? You're working with a counselor, you're working with an advisor, you're working with a financial aid specialist, you're working with an admission specialist.
That's the kind of support Antoinette Howell is getting now. It's early in the semester, and she's meeting with counselor Rodney McLean.
How do you feel coming back?
I'm excited, actually.
Mm-hmm. He's mapping out her path to graduation by spring 2019.
22 credits? That's not bad.
The only stumbling block Howell sees are the 2 math classes she'll have to take. And that's when recruitment specialist Amanda Brooks, who's also in the meeting, jumps in with what she tells other students.
And I have them go over to tutoring right away, and they always say, but the class hasn't even started yet. But what you said to me is, you don't like this. So I already know the mindset that you're going.
Hal believes this kind of guidance is going to make a difference.
She's going to call me throughout the months while I'm in school so she can make sure that I stay on track. If I could have had that during the semesters that I failed, I don't think I would have failed those semesters because I would have somebody to be like, hey, well, if you need me, I'm here.
Brooks says Commit to Complete students aren't getting special services. They're just being connected to them in a much more deliberate way.
We wanted to make sure that they understood these services on the front end. That really did help change some minds and encourage a lot of individuals that they can come back and they can complete.
The program is changing other minds as well. Brooks says the launch inspired her to enroll in the last 3 classes she needs to complete her master's in business. And Counselor Rodney McLean is back to writing the dissertation that stands between him and the doctorate degree he started working on 10 years ago. Kyla Calvert-Mason, Wisconsin Public Radio.